close your eyes for a moment. Actually, don't. You're listening. But here's something striking. Passive listening to music activates neural systems tied to movement planning, even when your body is completely still. You haven't moved a muscle, yet your brain is already rehearsing motion. That's not a metaphor. Research confirms that the brain's processing of musical rhythm engages timing and motor-related systems, including the basal ganglia and the supplementary motor area, the same circuits that coordinate physical action. Music reaches into your body before you consciously decide to respond. That's the first clue that something profound is happening beneath the surface of every song you've ever loved. So what exactly is music doing to you, Azorus? It starts with two fundamental dimensions. Think of them as the horizontal and the vertical. The horizontal dimension is rhythm, the organization of sound events across time, including their durations, spacing, accents, and grouping. The vertical dimension is pitch, the perceptual quality tied to how fast a sound vibrates, its periodicity. Every piece of music, from a simple lullaby to a full orchestral symphony, is built on these two pillars. Nothing else comes first. Rhythm tells your brain when. Pitch tells your brain what. Together, they create the architecture that transforms raw physical waves into something you feel. Now, the way your brain handles pitch is genuinely remarkable. Sound enters your ear and reaches the cochlea, a spiral structure that separates incoming frequencies before most higher-level analysis even begins. Different regions of the cochlea respond preferentially to different frequencies, a system called tonotopic organization. That means your ear is already sorting musical information before your conscious mind gets involved. But here's where it gets interesting for you, Azorus. Pitch isn't just about recognizing a single frequency. Listeners perceive pitch both as an absolute quality and as a relationship between successive tones. A sequence of pitches creates properties, melodic direction, tonal stability, tension, that no single note contains on its own. Listeners are especially sensitive to whether a melody moves upward or downward, and pitch intervals are never perceived in isolation. Your brain uses learned tonal frameworks to interpret what each note means in context. Western listeners, for example, commonly associate major and minor tonal organizations with different emotional impressions, though those associations are shaped by musical learning, not hardwired biology. Rhythm works through a parallel kind of intelligence. Beat perception is the ability to infer a regular underlying pulse from a sequence of sounds. Your brain extracts a steady grid from what might be an irregular stream of events. Meter then organizes those beats into hierarchies of strong and weak accents, helping you predict where the next event will land. That predictive quality is crucial. Musical tension partly arises because listeners form expectations about which tones or beats are likely to come next. When music confirms those expectations, you feel resolution. When it delays or violates them, you feel suspense or surprise. Research suggests that tonal and metrical perception develop relatively early and operate with a degree of automaticity, even across the substantial variation found among musical systems worldwide. Remember, your brain isn't passively receiving music. It's actively predicting it, moment by moment. The takeaway here is this, and it's the foundation for everything else in this course. Music is not a single sensation. It is a simultaneous engagement of auditory, motor, memory, reward, and emotion-related neural networks. Faster tempos tend to associate with arousal, excitement, liveliness. Slower tempos tend to associate with calm, sadness, or tenderness. But no single acoustic feature determines your emotional reaction in isolation. Tempo, rhythm, pitch, loudness, harmony, melody, timbre, they interact. Timbre alone, the quality that distinguishes sounds sharing the same pitch and loudness, can shift the emotion you perceive in an identical melody. Individual differences matter too. Your age, your personal history, your cultural exposure, your musical training, all shape what you hear. All music, Azorus, is built on the dual pillars of organized time and vibration frequency. And those pillars translate physical waves into human feeling with a precision that science is only beginning to fully map.